This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Harden, and today's episode is a special bonus episode, and we are doing the 2021 Enneagram and Marriage Glow Challenge. This challenge is something I'm so excited about because we are working our bodies, our minds, and our hearts together. We're doing this all the time, but this week we're starting fresh intentionally. So whether you're picking up this episode later in the year or you're starting it now, this episode will help you to be able to be on the same page so you can do a great job of it. So you need a Monday through Saturday week for this challenge. And if you're doing this later and not with our group, you can definitely go to the highlights on the Enneagram and Marriage Instagram and find out what we did. But you can also ask a friend or your spouse to do the challenge with you so that you're still getting it done. Or you could even create a small group of your own to do that. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to walk through each of the three different sections, the body, the heart, and the mind together, so you have a sense for how you can do your absolute best work in all three centers of the Enneagram and in life. So first, before we get started, I want to give you a bit of my background. I am a therapist turned coach, and about 20 years ago, I did my schooling in both communications and psychology, and I have a master's in clinical psychology. My husband does a lot more health and wellness in the sense of he works in a medical practice, and together we really like and value workouts, and we love our thinking together as well because he has a master's in theology as well. He just did such a great job in that realm of life. And I love to think that's my favorite thing to do. So where we sometimes lack together is our emotional work. So that's hardest for us. I don't know what center is hardest for you. I'm a seven. He's a one. I'd spend most of my time in five and six. And my seven joy sometimes is lacking, but I try to make it there. And then he spends a lot of his time in his one zone. He's a 1-3-6 taskmaster. So he likes to perform. He's social. He likes to share. He likes to help. He likes to be silly and laugh when he's in his healthy seven zone. But you can kind of see that with us, we need this challenge so that we'll healthily face emotions. And with me, I am a 7-4-9 tri-type. And that four part of my tri-type can actually make me just off balance with my emotions, where then I finally face them and they totally overwhelm me. So it's really important that we all balance out and know what are our weaknesses, what are our strengths. I like to start out by saying I'm not perfect. I'm on the journey with you guys. And I am just coming back into this week after a whole 2 weeks off almost. I was ministering to my clients through text, but I was ministering to my brother's kids in person. And I also had a few delicious days off to do my emotional podcast or my emotional work as I shared on the other podcast this week. Hope you'll check that one out if you want to do your deeper Enneagram work, because we go over what are the virtues that we can aim for in 2021 and what are our passions that we get stuck on. But now let's get into our challenge. So the first thing we're going to do is we are going to examine our bodies together. And I left Monday and Tuesday for this. And I am hoping, as I'm releasing this episode on Sunday, that you will have a chance to prepare for it a little bit by getting yourself all ready. So what I mean by that is when we do our body work, I don't want us to have excuses like I didn't get ready so I couldn't do it. But I also like us to be able to have a little bit of margin to be able to say, okay, I know I'm going to do this challenge Monday and Tuesday of this week. So how can I prepare for that? So it might be that you have some clothes to wash, literally, to work out in, or you might need to be able to say to your spouse, you know, I'd like for you to give me a massage this Monday or Tuesday? What would be the best time frame? And then I want to do that for you. Another thing you might need to do is plan intimacy. You might need to go to a doctor or just say, hey, my goal for Monday and Tuesday is I'm going to make an appointment. We have a medical issue that's been preventing our intimacy life from being everything it could be. So there's so many things you could need to get ready for your body work this week. And it runs the gamut. It could be anything from scheduling a sleep study to buying your sleepy time tea to getting more nutritious groceries at the grocery store like I like to do on a Sunday, getting my grilled chicken so that I can have that for power-packed protein when I start to get really hungry. It just depends on you. But that's what I wanted to first prepare you for is that body work, because body work looks different for everybody. And if you heard my podcast all last year, you know I've certainly had my seasons of it. Now I enjoy my jogs of 1 or 2 miles a day versus a lot more and hurting myself. And even now, as I'm in my 40s, I have to stretch and do a lot more body care instead of running or even just in addition to running if I want my body to work and to not be in pain. So you're going to have to really work on your stuff and be strategic. What I do want to remind you of is please don't say, I can't do anything because I have this one injury from a while ago, because I do want you to feel empowered that there are always things you can do, even if it's like, okay, I can't do this or that, but I can drink a ton of water, or I can't do this other issue because I never got that equipment I wanted to get, but I can do this. And as you guys know who have been listening, I'm doing those pop sugar free workouts with my daughter all the time, and we loved Beachbody and we used to do that religiously. But we just found pop sugar and we're like, we like that even better. We honestly do. And so find what you love. And when we saw Autumn Calabrese from 21 Day Fix from Beachbody come on over to pop sugar once, we were like, oh my gosh, the crossover. We were like so happy. But we like Anna Render and we like Nicole Steen on pop sugar and we like all of them. They're just fun. And so there's a variety of workouts. The one I need to do today is the post run workout because I went running for every single day this week, and that is too much for me on my body. It wasn't too much for my energy like it used to be, but I'm just getting older, so it's too much on me to push my body that hard. So what Pop Sugar has is it has post-running workouts so that you can stretch your hip flexors and your obliques, and there's just things that will heal your body if you're in that state of injury or overdoing or underdoing, like we can all get to sometimes. Once I took a 2-year sabbatical from working out, and it was delicious when my little girls were driving me up the wall. So don't feel bad if you're not in the workout season, but do understand that your body is a gift. And so in 2021, we realize that even more, and we want to really allow ourselves to be as healthy with it as we can be, even if it means just stretching. So I also included intimacy in this part. And if you have your Enneagram Glow Guide, your pairing booklet, which is an optional part of this challenge, you can use that too, because I have additional challenges. And as you probably know, because I've been blowing Instagram up in the Facebook group with this, there's a download at enneagramandmarriage.com with instructions for how you can do this whole challenge this whole week. So make sure you get your hands on that and you can print it. I wasn't going to do a printout, and then I'm like, no, I'm going to, because some people really like that visual and it helps them to stay on track and just to feel good and to write some things in. So it's up to you if you want to print it, enneagramandmarriage.com or my counseling business, reflectionscc.com. But either way, you are on your way with your body, I hope. And another aspect of the body I want to bring up to you is that we also need our vitamin regimes. So find out what works for you. As I was sharing on Instagram, Wes really likes to remind people to take their vitamin D. And we are like that old couple where he's like, did you take your vitamin D? I'm like, grr. But really, I do try to remember, because I only get 800 in my Ollie vitamins, MCGs, and I get 2000 when I take the pill that he gives me from, you know, just Target. So don't feel like you are doing wrong if you're not taking vitamin D, but if you think it could help, check with your doctor or look it up and get with that program as well. But another thing I love to take and have taken for years is vitamin C. That's something that I've always incorporated and even had done vitamin C cleanses back in the day when I was really anxious in my about 10 years ago, in my early 30s. So you have to understand that there's different vitamins for different seasons. So that could be part of your next 2 days, is going through your cupboard and recycling what you're not using and making sure that you are using what you feel like would be smart. And another thing Wes and I always take is those Z-Cam, Z-I-C-A-M melts when we're going to be with tons of children, which happens to us all the time because we have those 18 nieces and nephews and they really love to visit and we love to have them. But we just pop a couple of those melts when we are serving them or just loving on them and they bless us too. But it gives us that reminder that our body is getting the zinc it needs. So keep in mind that there's so many things you like to do that make you feel good in your body. And especially if you are a body type, if you're a 1, 8, or 9, I really want you to pay attention to this center with your workouts, because you guys have a little bit more body energy than the rest of us. And though we could make great arguments for every one of us getting our body work, you guys really do deserve a body release because of all the stress you store up in your body. So I hope that that can be part of that for you especially. I'm going to be sharing some of my music on my Instagram this week with what's pumping me up for my body work. I actually started this challenge for myself right at Thanksgiving because I knew that I needed it. So I've been doing this challenge for about a month, and you might decide to keep going on it yourself and just continue to be a student of yourself so that you don't just say, okay, this week I'm going to look at myself for 2021 and that's it. But just let it be a cleansing moment for you and you can carry it on as long as you want. But there's two important things to remember here before we move on to the other sections. I want to make sure that when you bring this up, that you don't take it to your spouse in a negative way and act like they have to join you or they're sorry or they're ridiculous. Bring your joy that you get from this to them. Bring your replenishment, bring your fun. But whatever you do, don't force their hand or try to make them do this with you. You can totally offer it if you want to, but you guys are different. You bring different gifts to the table and they might not be able to do this with their state of mind or being right now. So let it be if they don't, and don't brag about it to them. If they're in a place of support, then sure. But if they're in a place where they might be jealous or envious, just do this for you. You deserve this. The other thing I want to make sure to remind you is when I'm asking you to focus in on your body for these first 2 days, and then your heart and then your thoughts, I don't want you to come blaring in that state to your spouse either, or they're going to feel frightened. And so I'm thinking of the 8 part of us on the body work where we could overwhelm because we come bounding back after a big workout. So make sure you don't do that and create too big of energy. 1 8 this week when I was asking, what does everyone do for their thought life, gave a great response that fits right here. And she said, like, after my workout, I do my devotional because I'm basically taming the beast. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. So make sure you know your route so that you're not like, oh my gosh, we're doing body work this week and screaming at them. And now they're like, oh my gosh, like, you just started a fight with me and you're up in your testosterone. So make sure that you're aware that you need to come back down before you get back with the world. And I've shared with Wes and you guys how, you know, I always tell Wes when we're running together, I don't want to run right up to the house. I need to stop about a quarter mile ahead of time at least. And then usually after that, I still don't even like to go in. So it takes me a while to calm down. And then when I do, I'm ready to be mom, I'm ready to be there, and I'm ready to be present. But I can't just run in at my kids or my husband, or they'll feel very overwhelmed. So as we move into thinking about our emotions on the challenge, which is going to start Wednesday and Thursday, I want to make sure that you're also mindful of that same thing. A, not forcing your spouse's hand to talk through a bunch of deep stuff out of nowhere midweek. And B, I also want to make sure that you don't come at them with cacophonous rantings where you're just so emotionally labile that you're like out of control and they're like, okay, this is so hard. Now, if you're getting ready for the challenge and you're thinking of doing the deeper level with me, which I'm sharing with everyone on the emails this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm sending out emails. If you're going through the glow guide, you'll know in the body work section, the first 2 days, I'm asking you to pay attention to intimacy. So if you know you're going to be just emotionally bereft because you're really digging in those middle parts of the week, then make sure you're, if possible, intimate with your spouse at the beginning of the week, recharging them, refueling them, thinking about you guys as a couple and not just yourself this week, so that you can give yourself over to emotions in the middle part of the week in healthy ways. Again, we don't want to not be able to wrap it up, and we want emotions to have their place, but not to be an unhealthy four in this way. We can all act like each of the personality types. Instead of sometimes saying we are our types, we say, okay, I'm very four today, I'm very six today, I'm very seven today. So make sure in this center section of the week that you are stable, that you don't give yourself over to instability. I remember I've shared before that when my mom passed, I was really able to get through it. It was awful. But after I got through it and all of us got this terrible stomach flu, I said, okay, Wes, it's like, say, a month later, I'm going to go grieve. And I grieved so hard that I got hives and a fever. And I learned, this was 8 years ago, that's not healthy in terms of letting it go all at once. And I have to be an adult and learn that that's not the way I want to do it. Now, that may be for you sounding very, as Anne of Green Gables would say, tragically romantical. But for me, my six wing was like, girl, don't do that again. Like, grieve, but plan in your grief and give yourself time. And as I often say to six, give yourself, you know, 30 minutes or, you know, don't go crazy with it to where you're losing yourself in your emotional release, but do emotionally release. It would be the worst if I said, this is your emotional time and now don't even allow yourself a tear. It's like, no, allow yourself crying. You know your body's limits. Some of you, I've learned, can cry for hours on end with no physical repercussions. So that might be you, and you may be like, I'm giving myself over to tears these next 2 days. This is where I'm at. 2020 was insane. I know that that's important. And over the, you know, as I said, I've been doing this challenge myself for the last 5 weeks. I have had a few days where I was able to really let out some good tears. And I thought I was going to wait till like mid-2021 to do it, but it was really healing and good. And I shared how I got to do some songwriting and, oh my gosh, the songs that I get to play. I'll share some of my favorite songs for emotional release. I'm just thankful and excited that we have some time to do that. And I know this is even midweek for us. This week is even a shaky week for our country politically. So keeping that in mind, I want you to just safely allow yourself to disconnect from the world a bit and take some time to pray and to lament with God. And then I want you to take some time in gratitude after you're done with your lamenting so that you can come back to your life and your family with a sense of reality and not just the unhealthy reality of I'm fully in my emotions and the emotions control me fully, but to say, this is something I need to grieve. I need to take some time with my feelings wheel or my journal. Maybe I have some things I haven't wanted to talk with my spouse about, and I'm going to do that this week, and it's going to take courage, but I'm going to show them a lot of grace and love, but also be stronger in who I am. It's like whatever you do, there may be some discomfort in these couple of days. So just understand that coming afterwards to a place of gratitude will bless you. And you can also please tell your family or friends or let me know on the DMs and Instagram, even though sometimes I get a lot, I may not be able to write back right away. But let somebody know that you are needing prayer, that you just want to know you're loved. And we are happy to remind you of that because you are, and we can all go, like I said, to those dregs of, oh my gosh, woe is me, everything is bad. So when I'm talking about going to your emotions, I want you to grieve. I want you to talk to God about what's really troubling you. But I also want you to remember there's still blessings amidst the hard times and that you have learned and gained amazing things from this time. One of my favorite stories that I've heard from Joyce Meyer is that she said that there was this donkey story where the donkey was feeling very helpless because it had fallen into a well, and everyone else thought the donkey was helpless too. So they were shoveling dirt on top of the donkey again and again and again. I was just reading the story on the Bible app. And then they were like, the donkey is crying. The donkey doesn't want to be buried alive. Apparently it's like, of course not. But anyway, the donkey keeps rising above and standing on top of the dirt. And the donkey continues to get out of the pit because everyone keeps piling this junk on him. And to be honest, that's what happens to us in life too. Sometimes people keep heaping coals on our heads. Some people like to see us suffering. And so it really is cool the way that the donkey keeps riding up and then trots off and gets out. And that's exactly where I want to bring you is I know you have to go in that pit sometimes and grieve and lament, but I want to see you rise up out of the ashes and I want to see you overcome because I know that there's nothing like that. And we can't do it if we don't spend some time in our emotions. So that's why this is part of the challenge and it's very uncomfortable, but it's very worth it. So let's move on to the last section of this challenge this week and making sure that even if our spouses aren't doing it, that we're like, okay, you know, I'm married or I'm in a relationship that I care deeply about. I want it to get healthier in 2021. After I've looked at myself emotionally and had time to do some releasing in my body, because that's one of the hugest parts about it, of the body part of it, is just the release. I really want to make sure that you know the important step now is to plan out what you're going to do. If you're going to be that donkey who just rode up out of our emotions and we just rocked that whole part of it, then I want to make sure that we're going places that we want to go, that we're going places that we feel led, that use our gifting, and that will be healthy for us in 2021. So that makes me really want to say, pay attention to your thought life in these last couple of days. We have a lot of cognitive distortion sometimes where we think we're not worthy, where we can say, okay, I'm just, all of my issues have gotten to me and I'm not doing anything good, or I keep on doing my Enneagram work and it's not really changing me. This is important for you to look at because no one is perfect and your Enneagram work is going to take time. As you hear me say in the Virtues and Passions episode, I'm still working on things every day, but there's baby steps happening. And that's what I want to keep saying with you is that you understand that there's growth and sometimes the growth doesn't happen in that day or it happens in one area, but not another. That's the kind of healthy thinking I want you to do. Is to, you're going to start out with your automatic thought that's negative, and you talk with people about, if it's your spouse, if it's yourself, hey, what is your automatic negative thought? And it might be one of those thoughts about yourself, like I said. And then what is your feeling with that thought? And the feeling might be, I'm despairing, I'm anxious, I'm just so sad. And what you have to do at that point is you have to give a positive thought back to it. That is also true. And you can use a scripture or you can just speak something back that you know on a good day that you know about yourself. Something I used to do is create an affirmation journal when I was really needing this back in those days of just not having had anything like that before. And then you can put cards or mementos or notes or good moments in it and flip through it and say, oh yeah, I do have some good qualities. Whatever you do here though, you're going to speak back on a case of about 5-1 positives to negatives. And it may be more powerful if you speak it out or write it down. So that's up to you, but I want you to speak positive thoughts back to your immediate automatic thought that's negative. So that way you can say, okay, last year I served this elementary school through a pandemic. Even though I feel like I'm not doing anything important, look what I did. Or it might be, I delivered meals this one day, or I smiled at everybody all the time, even when I felt so sad, and it really brought a lot of joy to the community. There's so many little things that you did that are important and are part of it all. And Wes forced us to watch It's a Wonderful Life. A lot of you said you like that too this Christmas. And when I say force, he was just like, let's watch that. And it wasn't even a force because I was like in my seven, I'm like, oh my gosh, I know he needs this. I'm like, let's just watch it, kids. And then it ended up being a really good movie. And he was basically seeing how the world would be without him if he didn't do all these things. And even though it felt like, oh, it doesn't make a difference at all, it made every bit of a difference in his community. And I bet you're that way too. And you don't even realize it. You couldn't realize it because you only have your view, but you're needed here and you're important here. So this time where we're developing healthy thoughts is we're remembering our worth and that we have an important plan. And now we're also deciphering, what is that plan? So what am I going to do? And that's important because it's our action step. We've grieved, we've released body work. And now we're saying, what do I think would be healthy for me in my 2021? And if you're going through the deeper level of the challenge with your Enneagram Glow Pairing Guide, you're thinking, how can I glow with my spouse as a couple even more deeply? So I have some specific questions for you guys to answer together too on that. But either way, I want you to shine your light in the world. So I want you to glow, whether it's just you or you and your spouse. I want you guys to each glow with your individual gifts as well as your collective gifts. And I want you to be able to work out your unhealthy thoughts in this part of your challenge. So get your journal out, get back on the road, get back on those, you know, with your running shoes, whatever it's going to take. I want you to do some good processing. I'll share my favorite songs for doing this too on the Instagram. I've been getting a lot of feedback on how you guys do your best thinking this week, the week before it all. So I've been sharing last week on how you guys enjoy getting your thoughts together. So I hope on the Instagram you saw how everybody else is really liking to do their thinking too. But now you have a good plan for how to grieve and then move on in your thinking. And I am really hopeful that you're going to do it well. And I want you to get your calendar out for all of these things on your challenges this week so that you can truly decipher and scientifically assess yourself to see what works and what doesn't. Because surely you're going to try something this week where you're like, I thought I was going to eat almond butter instead of peanut butter. And you're like, nope, I hate it. Or you're like, okay, I was going to try Tabata workouts and I pulled a muscle. Whatever it is, don't let your fears or your feelings like, hey, I messed up, stop you. Just shift, just reassess and find the things you can do. And don't let your feelings of your sin or your struggles make you feel like you can't start till you're perfect either on whatever your decisions you're going to make are. Because I had a client who did that a few years ago and she said, you know, I'm still struggling with smoking and vaping and I just want to know if I can be used in ministry. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. I'm like, people in Lord of the Rings smoked. Everything goes back to Lord of the Rings. But I'm like, don't ever let that stop you. No one is perfect. And you know what's so crazy cool is that I feel like she does more in, you know, I don't know, because we all have to be equal. We have that equanimity of our four that we need to remember. But I feel like she does more than I do for God. And I'm just amazed at her ministry. And I remember before when she was frightened to do anything. And I just see her out on the street sharing everything in good ways with the homeless and being so helpful and feeling so blessed by giving and just living a good, full, deep, rich life. And knowing that she had to start from a place of imperfection. And she's a one. That was very hard for her, but she's been a rock star. Her marriage is doing great and her family is doing great and she's thriving, helping so many people. So don't let your vices stop you. In fact, you'll probably struggle less with them once you get out of your own way emotionally and just start right from where you're at. But of course, if you're struggling in that same area as the people you're serving, you do need a sabbatical. You do need to stop and to get well, because we don't want somebody who's struggling with, say, doing heavy drugs, working with people with heavy drugs, because we just want you well too. But if you're like, hey, I have a vice, am I allowed to serve? I'm like, yes, you can. Please serve. We all have things that we're struggling with, whether big or little. No one is perfect. So like Jesus said, the elders were the first to walk away when the woman was being stoned. Let's be that this year in 2021. Let's be the light to others. Let's use our gifts and let's allow our instincts to be calmed by our body work. Let's allow our hearts to be soothed by our grief work, and let's allow our minds to have healthy planning, because we are in charge of some things. We don't have control over everything, but we have gifts that we need to use and we want to use, and we feel best when we use them. And so I'm charged up for you guys. I can't wait to hear what you discover in this final section of the challenge, and I hope you will share with me how it went for you. I hope you will do the challenge and really take it seriously and have fun with it, because that's what it's meant for. It's just a way to get a good start in 2021. And I hope it's blessed for you. I've so enjoyed serving with you guys this past year, and I hope we get to continue to do that together. Talk to you soon. Happy New Year. Bye.